I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, jazz will take over downtown Falmouth this weekend with a musician-filled stroll Saturday night and a brunch program at three restaurants on Sunday.
These 2 days of events are being called Jazztoberfest by the sponsors Arts Falmouth and the Falmouth Village Association. They've got dozens of local and regional jazz musicians that are going to be playing a mix of jazz, blues, and American standards, plus some fresh versions of favorite tunes at many places around downtown Falmouth. First on Saturday, the free stroll runs from 5 to 8:15 p.m. at shops, restaurants, and the newly renovated Falmouth bus station. Starting times for the 75-minute shows are going to be staggered so that people can go and see all or part of different performances, one after another, kind of that stroll idea. Then on Sunday, musicians are going to play for jazz brunches from noon to 2 p.m. at Coonamesset Restaurant and the Pickle Jar Kitchen, then from 1 to 2 p.m. at Liam McGuire's Irish Pub. At both of those events, the Upper Cape Camera Club and Falmouth Art Center are going to host a display of jazz and music-related photographs at one of the locations.
For anyone who remembers the haunted houses that Barnstable High School put together for decades, creator John Sullivan has moved his scary tricks over to Dennisport.
There is an all-new script this year with promises of more chills and thrills for the third annual Captain Lazarus's Haunted Harbor, and that starts Friday night at the Cape Cod Community Media Center in Dennisport. Organizers say that deadly mermaids, swamp monsters, oceanic oracles, zombie pirates, strange deep sea creatures, and mutant shellfish are going to all lie in wait for anyone daring to enter that harbor. Sullivan was the former drama director at Barnstable High, and he's recruited a lot of his alumni, some of them bringing their own kids in to help, to make the sea-themed maze work or to act as spooky guides. There's going to be original music and magic tricks, too, from some local artists. The hours are going to be 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Then the Haunted Harbor is going to be open again for those same hours, October 25th through 30th.
Surf's up on the Lower Cape this weekend for the 6th annual Orleans Surf Film Festival.
This event takes over part of Hog Island Beer Company and running there from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. There are going to be screenings of feature-length and short films, some of them by local filmmakers, and they're all about the surfing culture. And then there is a surf-themed gallery that's going to be set up. In that, there's going to be some surfboards from private collections, photos, newspaper clippings, and surfing memorabilia. This is a family-friendly festival, and it's hosted by the Orleans Chamber Foundation and also includes food, beverages, and a raffle drawing.
And fans of musician Elton John might want to check out a performer billed as being close to the real thing on Saturday night in a tribute concert at Barnstable High School Performing Arts Center.
Well, the performer is Walt Wise, and he's going to be starring as Captain Fantastic in a concert called The Magic of Elton John. It is a tribute concert that's going to be performed as a benefit for Independence House Incorporated, which is a Hyannis center that addresses sexual and domestic violence, and the Cape Cod Synagogue. The evening is going to include Wise singing and playing Elton John's hits, as well as what is described as flamboyant costume changes and a baby grand that showers you with lights, smoke, and a few surprises. That show is going to be at 7 p.m. at Barnstable High School.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.